It has become a cliche of the holiday of Hanukkah that we light candles on the darkest day of the year. But no one knew that yesterday would be one of the darkest days of the year. And the unfathomable and unspeakable tragedy made us all pause for a moment and not only think of the way in which we take our gifts for granted when they can be so easily and instantly snatched away, but reminded us in some sense of what our human mission is. Because, you know, yesterday was a confluence of three things. Not only was Shabbat coming, but it was also Rosh Chodesh, and it was also Hanukkah. And the remarkable thing is that both of those holidays give the same message. As I have said before, of course, on Rosh Chodesh, on the new month, the sky is dark. We proclaim the beginning of things in the darkest moments. And Hanukkah is a holiday that begins in tragedy. We tend not to remember that because we remember the miracle at the end, but we had lost our sovereignty. We were being persecuted. Before the revolt, there was the tyranny. And before the miracle, there was the sadness. And yesterday, what happened was immediately, as soon as people expressed their sorrow, they began to express their solutions. This is a product of guns or lack of care of mentally ill or security in schools. Whatever it was, you could see the human need to make it better, to ensure that next time it wouldn't happen again, to try to ensure that the deaths of the innocents would not be in vain. We light the Chanukiah as a protest against the darkness, even though we know, as human beings, and we know as Jews, that the world sometimes exists in darkness. Remember when God says in creation, "Let there be light," it means before that, as the foundation, as the background, like a Rembrandt portrait, there is darkness in the back. And so it is unsurprising in some ways that now and then in our society, in history, in our own hearts, the darkness breaks through. And Hanukkah is our protest, our stand against the darkness. One of the things that is saddest about reading about any kind of tragedy is the knowledge that there will be another. That there is no perfect system to ensure the safety of human beings, and that is a heartbreaking truth. It is a realization that all of us, sooner or later, come to not only about ourselves, but about those whom we love. And therefore, the essential quality to live is not denial, because the world will make assaults on the denial of those who believe that everything will be fine. The essential quality is courage. You have to believe that what we do matters, even though, from time to time, there will be outbreaks of evil, the certainty of pain, the inevitability of loss. This is not only true today. It was true yesterday, and the day before, and the day before that, to the beginning of all of our history. And so we look to our tradition for some kind of response. What is it that we say at this moment that affirms both the beauty of this day, that is, the chain of generations, grandparents to grandchildren, and also acknowledges the pain of our nation in the wake of this tragedy? And I think of the story of Rebbe Lev Yitzchak of Berdichev, who, it is said, once right before Kol Nidre stood on the Bima and everybody was waiting for him to begin the service because it has to begin before the sun sets, and he stood there before the ark and he was silent. And they needed him to begin the Kaddish that would begin the mark before the Kol Nidre service, but he was silent. And finally, at the last possible moment, all of the worshipers gathered in the congregation heard the great rabbi say the following. He said, Avinu Shebashamayim, God in heaven, each year I come before you to ask your forgiveness. But you know, as I think about it, this year, I've made no women widows. I've made no children orphans. I've caused no plagues, no floods, no earthquakes. I've put no darkness in the human heart. God, you've done that, not me. So perhaps this year, you should be asking forgiveness from me. And then he paused. And in a softer voice, he said, but since you are God, and I am only Lev Yitzchak, Yitkadal v'Yitkadash Shemei Rabba. And that, in the end, is the Jewish response. We're angry, we're hurt, we feel sorrowful, we shake our fists at the sky. But we have faith. We trust the God of our fathers, our mothers, our grandfathers, our grandmothers. And so in the end, we pray. And so in the end, we sing. And so in the end, we light the Chanukiah and we say, Ma'otzur Yeshuati, God who is our rock, save us. Shabbat Shalom.